that would have to mean that they have a relationship. So what is the relationship between the Mizmar L'Matzeach L'Vnei Korach Mizmar 2 to Hashem Hu Elokim? Because look at the end of the Mizmar. You don't have it in front of you. The Pesukim are L'Matzeach L'Vnei Korach Mizmar Kol Ha'amim Eitekul Chaf V'chulu V'chulu. And the end it says Nidivei Amim Ne'esofu. Okay, the nobles are the people that get together. Am Elokei Avraham, ki leilokim magine eretz. To Hashem, Hashem is the protection of this world. Me'oid na'alo, Hashem is exceedingly elevated. So it's fascinating. The very end of the Mizmah basically is saying, Hashem hu Elokim. Again, the end of the pasuk says, ki leilokim. To Hashem. Hashem, he's the one that protects the world, and he's exceedingly exalted. And if you go to, let's go to the beginning. The beginning of the Mizmar, Lamsech Mizmar Korach Livnechach Mizmar, Kolam Tikuchav, Haril Elokim Bekol Rina, Ki Hashem Elyoin Noira Melech Gadol Al Kolaret. So I think maybe that let's say the drush a little bit better. In the beginning of the Mizmar, it talks about Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Hashem, Ki Hashem Elyon, Yud Kei Vav Kei Hashem. What does Hashem mean? Hashem means Midas Harachamim. Elokim is Midas Hadin. Let's take a step back. Where does it come from, Hashem Hu Elokim? That expression, Hashem Elokim, really comes from Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our Elokeinu. Sometimes Hashem rules the world with the midah of Rachamim, Yudke Vavke, and sometimes Hashem rules the world with midah Sadin, Elokim. So we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that even though at times Hashem is noyeg with midah Sadin, and at times Hashem is noyeg with midah Rachamim, the truth is it's all the same. It's one God. There are no two gods. There are times of Din and there are times of Rachamim. Now, in the Mizmor L'Matzeach, Mizmor L'David, there's a very big break between the principle of expressing. Let's go step back. When you say Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, you're saying is that at times when there's Rachamim, it's the same thing as when there is Din. We do not know what is good for us. We do not know what is bad for us. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself in different methods, sometimes Hashem is harsh, sometimes Hashem shows what we consider to be mercy. It's all the same. Don't make a mistake and think there are two gods. There's a God of good, a God of bad. Hashem is one God. This is a novel idea in ancient times among the pagans. They didn't believe in this principle. They didn't believe there could possibly be a God for good, one God that can do both. Everyone has their unique role. So the end of the Yom Ha'Yomim, we say Hashem Hu Elokim. It's all the same. But in the beginning of the Yomim Noiroim, when we bring Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina into this world, we don't say Hashem Hu Elokim. We separate Hashem from Elokim. In the beginning of the Mizmar, right, so we talk about Korach. Then they say all the nations, they go and they grab hold of each other, and they cry out to Hashem. And what do they say? Ki Hashem Yudke Vavke Elyoin. Hashem is exalted. He is Noiro, he is awesome. He is the Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. So in the beginning of the Mizmar, we mention the Midah of Hashem of Rachamim. Then we go through a whole world history. Yad der Amim Tachteinu Ulum Tachshagdeniv Chalonwes Tachlasinu Skon Yaakov. The nations, they're going to be subdued beneath us. Hashem is going to select us, Yaakov. And then we talk about Elokim, Nochama, Mo'el, Elokim, Yeshua. And then, all of a sudden, we make mention of both. Ole Elokim, Yeshua, Hashem, Yudke, Vavke, Bekol, Shavu. So now we go and begin over here. We mention over here Elokim already. Elokim now is introduced into the picture for the very first time. Together with Hashem. We sing Zamelokim, Zamer, Zamelokim, Ki Melech, Al Kol Aretz, Elokim. Look at this. So now we transition from Hashem Elokim to Elokim. Zameidu, Maskil, Molach, Elokim, Ogoy, Magen, Elokim, Elokim, Yoshav. And then we conclude ki lelokim magin eretz ma'od na'ala. So in essence, what's happening over here in this mizmar is you're starting off with yud kei vav kei. It opens up with yud kei vav kei, and then it transitions from yud kei vav kei to Elokim. And it concludes at the very end with the same exact expression as the beginning, but instead of in the beginning where it said, instead of in the beginning where it says yud kei vav kei, at the end it says ki lelokim magine eretz ma'od na'ala. So this mizmar is basically a transition of acknowledging that Hashem has rachamim, and then coming to acknowledge Hashem also is din. But it doesn't synthesize the two together. That takes 10 days to do. At the end of the 10 days, we say in one expression, Hashem, who Elokim? You see what I'm trying to say? Miriam, see what I'm trying to say over here? Mayor, you listening?
I don't hear the mayor.
Mayor's gone?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Mark, here, I'm trying to say,
I'm
Mark.
I'm here. You hear me?
I hear you. You hear what I'm trying here to say? You hear the idea that I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you have to develop a little bit more.
Okay, so let me explain it. The beginning of there are two. There are only two things the entire season of the Aser Simei Teshuva, where we say
something
seven times. The same thing seven times. We say
that's
this.
The same thing.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay.
We do it seven. We say the mizmah lamatzech livnekarch mizmah. We say that mizmah seven times. When Yom Kippur is over, we say the expression Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. Now it's not a coincidence. Okay, I didn't chap this. It's not a coincidence. It's Rav David Cohen. I don't know if it's he's saying this. He's quoting somebody saying, "What's the pshat? Why do you say Hashem Elokim seven times and you say Lamatzech Livnekach Mizmar seven times?" So the answer is, these are the bookmarks. The bookmarks of the season.
Bookmarks or bookends?
The bookends, I'm sorry, the bookends. Correct, I made a mistake. The bookends. This is the bookends of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva. Hashem arrives with all his glory to this world. He comes with his entourage, he arrives. The Ribayin Nishalelam is in town. You better watch out. He arrives. When we say Lamatzech Livnekach Mizmar, we are bringing his Shechina down. When we say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times when Yom Kippur is over, we are saying goodbye. We are escorting Hashem out. So these are the bookends. Now, what's the connection between the book? Okay, this is what Rav David Cohen says. These are the bookends, and that's why seven here, seven there. Right before we blow Shofar, we mention his arrival, and at the end of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, we say goodbye, we escort Hashem. Period. That is what Rav David Cohen says. Now, we are coming along now to give this more flavor, what he's saying. When we go to the end of Yom Kippur and we say the expression Hashem Hu Elokim, what does that mean? What do those three words mean? So we explain. Hashem, when you say Hashem, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. The name of Hashem has four letters. What does that refer to? That refers to the Midah of Rachamim. Okay, you with me on that?
Yes.
When we say Elokim, what does that refer to? The Midah of Harsh Din. Now, in life, there are times when we suffer. And then there are times when we experience Hashem's compassion, His mercy. So in ancient times, before Judaism existed, the pagan world, they could not accept, it was impossible for them to accept that there's one God that can be both merciful and harsh, din, can't be. The God that is giving you mercy, that is bringing blessing upon you, this is the God of Yud Kei Vav. This is one God. And the God, and this, that a person suffers in this world, that's a different God. And these gods compete. Judaism taught us But that idea is nonsense. There are no two gods. There's only one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's only one God. No, cut out the nonsense. Now, what do you mean there's one God? It means that the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brings upon a person harshness is the same Hashem who brings upon a person mercy. There are different tikufas in a person's life, different situations, and sometimes Hashem sees that it's necessary for whatever his reasons may be to judge a person or to behave, conduct himself with a person with harshness, and sometimes Hashem needs to conduct himself with mercy. Okay, so, and that is what it means, Hashem, who Elohim. It's all the same. It's one God, Hashem, who in one statement we are acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is synthesized into one essence, into one being. Mark, you with me?
Yes, very much.
Okay, now, that's when we send Hashem away. We escort Hashem. Hashem, have a nice day. Hashem goes back to Shemayim when the season is over, when the 10 days are over. When the season is over, hopefully we've reached that exalted level of spirituality where we acknowledge that we have synthesized Hashem with Elohim. But in the beginning of the season, on Rosh Hashanah, we're not yet ready for that. We don't yet have that ability to synthesize Hashem with Elohim. And that's why, if you look a close study of Lamatzeach, Livnei Koirach Mizmar, when you study that Mizmar, you look carefully, it begins with the theme. Okay? It begins with the theme of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it concludes with the theme of Elohim. But it doesn't synthesize it. It doesn't, we're not holding on a level where we can say the word who to synthesize the two together. They are separate. That's why when it starts, L'matzeach l'nech mizmar kol ho'amim tikuchof. Okay, it starts off, all of the nations shall hold hands. Hands across America. Hariu, now here's where it really begins. Hariu shout, Leilokim. Bekol Rina. Okay. And then it says, what I'm saying is not totally, okay, it says here Elohim in the beginning, that doesn't help me. But the next words are the key words. Ki Hashem. Hashem is Yud, Kei, Vavke, Rachamim, Elyoin. Hashem is exalted. The only other place where it says this expression of Elyoin is the very last pasuk of this Mizmar. And there it says it in reference to Elohim. Ki Elohim Morgine Eretz. Me'oid na'aloh. Na'aloh is the same thing as Elyoin. So in the beginning of the Mizmar, we mentioned that Yud Kei Vav Kei is Elyoin. At the end of the Mizmar, we mentioned that Elohim is Elyoin. This Mizmar is basically a much longer version of Hashem, who Elohim. The beginning of this Mizmar acknowledges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is Elyoin. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exalted. Ki Hashem Elyoin, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the end of the Mizmar says that Elohim is exalted, Ma'od Na'ala, which is the same exact thing as Elyon. But there's a very big difference. It doesn't anywhere in this Mizmar say that they're the same. It doesn't synthesize the two. There is Hashem, the exaltedness of Hashem, and there is the exaltedness of Elohim. And also, this being that this mizmar is primarily focused on the Umay, they have a very hard time doing that, synthesizing the midos of Hashem, when Hashem shows himself with compassion versus when Hashem shows himself with harshness. There is no who. There is no part in this mizmar where it says who, that they come together. The only place where it says that they come together is when Yom Kippurim is over, and then we have achieved the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, a synthesis, a what's how do you, this is a tongue twister for my limited abilities and vocabulary. Synthesization. I made up that word? To synthesize.
Synthesize.
Synthesize. Make up the word, make a fancy word, make it up. Synthesization. Made up that word. The synthesization of Hashem with Elohim. Is there such a word in the dictionary? The synthesization. When you put, no such word, made it up. When you put together these two principles of Hashem with Elohim, it takes 10 days to reach that Madrega. Okay, so you got the Vart?
Yeah,
Okay,
very
so
good.
we're starting on Rosh Hashanah with seven times Lamnatzeach. We end the season with Hashem Elokim. The fact that both of these are the only things in the entire service of the 10 days of repentance that are repeated seven times indicates that there is a relationship between them. And the relationship, Rav David Cohen explains, is with recite the recital of Lamnatzeach Livnei Karach Mizmar. We are greeting the divine presence. And when we say Hashem Elokim Yom Kippurim is over, we are escorting the divine presence. And we're coming to add to this idea is what is the significance? The significance to understand is that Hashem is the mid of Rachamim, Elohim is the mid of Din. In ancient times, the Goyim could not comprehend how there can be one God that has both. Judaism is taught the world that it's the same God, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's only one God. And that one God at times shows harshness, and sometimes he shows mercy. And when Yom Kippurim is over, we walk away with the synthesis of Hashem, who Elohim. But when we greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of the season, we don't yet have that appreciation. And the mizmah that was selected to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu perfectly expresses that idea by making mention in the beginning of the mizmah that the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Rachamim, is exalted. And the very last pasuk makes mention that the midah of harshness of Elohim is exalted mod na'ala. But nowhere do we have in this mizmah the synthesis of the two. It's a process. We acknowledge both, and we work for 10 days to synthesize them together and to say goodbye with Hashem who Elohim. That concludes this part. Okay, let me tell you another part. This part is a wild part. Mark, you still going to be here?
Still with you. I didn't arrive yet.
Okay, now here's a part. This part is a little bit more wild, but I like this part. Mary, you with me? Mary, you hear what I'm saying over here? Mayor Appeldorf? This is your holiday. Dip the apple in the honey.
I have my ways on. That's probably why you
there is such a word as synthesis. Why are you saying there is?
No, I made it into a verb. The synthesization, the synthesis.
Synthesized.
No, I said a different, made up a different word. The synth is ish, 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 on.
Who?
I made up a word, forget it. I can't even pronounce the word that I made up because I can't pronounce the syllables.
There's probably a word that exists and you don't want to use it.
Synth is ish a shun. Did I say that right?
Synthesization.
Yeah.
Synthesization.
Right. The act of synthesizing something.
Yeah, okay. Why
okay.
Shouldn't there be such a word?
I don't know. Not every word made it into the dictionary. Okay, let's go first. Now let me tell you a vart. This vart is a really tricky vart.
This vart was from David Cohen?
No, only the first half was from David Cohen. The second part was mine. A little guyver here.
Right, so you made a synthesization of his vart.
No, I didn't. I expanded upon
it. That's synthesized it.
No. Forget it. Let's go vart. Another vart. Let's go another vart. Here's this vart. Here's a good kasha. This is a very good kasha. It says, "Beroish Hashana yikosevun, uviyoyim tzaim kippur yechosevun." On Rosh Hashanah, we are we are written, you shall be written. Uviyom Tzom Kippur, they shall be sealed. Rosh Hashanah, there is a writing. The book is open, and in Shemayim they write their book, the book of life. People are written down, and there's a book of and on Yom Kippurim. The book, it's there's a chasima. Now here's the question. Let me tell you the question at the end. Who exactly is being written down in a book on Rosh Hashanah? There are three books, right? There's the book of the Tzadikim Gemurim. There's the book of the Rishonim. There's the Beinonim. Who exactly is being written in any book? Because let me tell you the Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the Tzadikim Gemurim are nechtomim miyad. There's no writing for them. A tzaddik gomor is nechtam. Immediately. There's no writing. There's a chasima. The tzaddik gets a chasima immediately on Rosh Hashanah. L'chaim. The Rosha gets a chasima immediately. Immediately. On Rosh Hashanah Lemisa. The Beinonim, nothing. It says in the Gemara, they're not put in any book. The Toliva I made until Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, they are Nechtam in either the book of life or the book of the other book. So we got a big problem over here. When it says here in the Nusach HaTefillah, Berosh Hashanah, how do they sing it by you, Mark? Mark, what's the niggun they use by Yoshua?
Berosh Hashanah,
Uviyoyim Tzom Kippur, Yechaseimun. Berosh Hashanah, Yechaseimun. Uviyoyim Tzom Kippur, Yechaseimun. Like that? Something like that?
Yeah,
so,
that's it.
So who are they sealing on Yom Kippur? They are sealing on Yom Kippur the Beinonim. What about the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim? They were already sealed on Rosh Hashanah. So when you sing, Rosh Hashanah Yikoseivun Uviyom Tzom Kippur Yechoseimun. Who is that referring to on Yom HaKippurim? I'm going to be Yecho Seimon. It's not the Tzadikim, it's not the Rishoim, because they already got their Chasimah on Rosh Hashanah. So when you say V'yom Tzom Kippur Yecho Seimon, you are referring to who? The Beinonim. The Beinonim are getting their Chasimah on Yom Kippur.
All the Sfarim say that.
What?
All the Sfarim say that, no?
That's Poshut, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, who are they writing on Rosh Hashanah? When you sing those nice words, Berosh Hashanah Yikoseivun. Who are they writing down on Rosh Hashanah? Who? The Tzadikim Gemurim get a Chasima on Rosh Hashanah. So it's not them. And the Rishoim Gemurim get a Chasima on Rosh Hashanah. The Beinonim get nothing. They're in the air until Yom Kippur, and they bypass the whole, so they get a chasima. Who is written down on Rosh Hashanah? It says the Gemara tells us that tzaddikim are nechtam miyad, the rishaim are nechtam miyad. Right, they get the chasima immediately. The beinonim are tolei ve'oymed, and they're nechtam on Yom Kippur. So it says the Gemara does not tell us anything about a kesiva on Rosh Hashanah. You hear the kasha?
Yeah.
You have to go. I don't want to keep you if you have to go.
Give me the end line. Give me the punchline.
The punchline is, on the night of Rosh Hashanah, what do you say to your fellow man?
Don't give me the punchline.
What do you say to your fellow man? Listen to this var. This is the var you're not going to hear. Listen to this var. What do you say on the night of Rosh Hashanah? To your fellow man. You say Lashana Toiva. What do you say? No, what's the key word?
So you were telling me he should be written.
Oh! Now, by the way, is your friend, are they a Tzadigam or Rosh Hashanah? Today, no one's a Tzadigam or Rosh Hashanah. Everyone say a Beinoni. No such thing as a Tzadigam and a Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's a Beinoni.
Yeah, but a Beinoni, a real Beinoni is a real Tzadig.
Okay, but everyone is a Beinoni. So where's the Ksiva? You know who writes them in the book? Guess what? You write your friend in the book.
Oh, wow.
Not Shemayim. Not. You wrote them. Lashana Tova. Tzadik Goymer. You make a gzera. Hashem. You give a command. You. When you see your friend. You. You shall be written. Now, what about the... I don't have shlita for the chasima. But... Because the Gemara says that the Nusach, Uvyom Tzam Kippur Yechaseimon, but the Gemara says does not mention like, who does the Ksiva. It's Yechaverim. If you have good friends who care about you, they say, they give the command on Rosh Hashanah, your friends write you. Once you're already in the book.
If you had a good friend, you say,
no, if you don't have shlita to do that. You don't have power to do that.
But you can give him a bracha.
Nemeila, if once you're already written in the book, you're already 90% done. You
have
to rein.
Have a good night.
Okay, good night. You hear the word?
Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Goodbye, mazel tov.
Mary, you hear the word?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
If you have a good chaverim, they get you already written in the book. Once you're in the book, it's not so easy in Shemayim for them to take you out of that book. It's not so easy. It's now you're already 90% there. 90% there, and they'll do the... In Shemayim, they'll do the chasima. You hear what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I hear what you're trying to say.
You don't like it. You don't think it's emes.
No, it's very good. So, you know...
It's a drush.
That's what I'm saying. You should say to someone... That means either you're Rosh or Tzadik.
You can't do that because it's since the Gemara says that there's a chas, that the Beinonim, the Chasima is done in Shemayim, so the Gemara tells us that the Chasima is not in your power. But the Gemara leaves open the Kasiva. The Gemara doesn't make any mention how the person was written.
You know, if I'm a Tzadik and you come and you tell me the Shanataiva, I tell you, what do you mean Lashana Taiva? I'm already signed. Why are you putting me down?
So the Teretz is no, listen, there's no such thing as a Tzadik Gomer. Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Toiv Lo Yecheto. There's no such thing as a Tzadik Gomer. There's no such thing.
No, there is a Tzadik Gomer that he makes Chataim. That's what you're saying. Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Lo Yecheto means the biggest tzaddik has chataim. It doesn't mean you can't sin. It means you don't have a right of sins.
You don't have a right of sins? I don't understand.
What is a Beinoni? A Beinoni is someone who's just, he has an equal amount of good and equal amount of bad. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
What's a Russia?
He has Roiv.
A majority of bad, right? What's a tzaddik? Has a majority of good.
You're getting too technical for me. You're getting too technical. I don't understand what these. This is a drush. You're getting into the technical.
You gotta be a make sense drush.
It doesn't have to make sense. Who told you it has to make sense? Okay, let me leave you. I'll leave the gladders. So let me just leave with the gladders with a short var, and then we'll stop. This is a very good kasha. This kasha, it always bothered me, this kasha. Oh, and I just, you know, I was looking through preparing today a little bit, and I came across the kasha. When you say the musaf, people don't even notice this. When you, musaf, and you mention the karbonos. So what do you say? You dive in and you come to the part of Uvachoydesh Hashavi. Okay? Uvachoydesh Hash, I'll read you the words. Uvachoydesh Hashavi, Bechalachadesh Milosh Yilachem, Kombolech Milosasu, Yom Tu Yilachem. Vaasisim Oila, bring carbon oila, Lurechnech Lashem, Par Ben Makorechot, one par. Ailechot, one ail. Right? One par, one ail, Kivosim Nation, Shivatimim. Okay, Givalnik. Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is one par, one isle, and seven lambs. Okay? Nine animals. Nine animals are brought special on Rosh Hashanah for the Musaf offering. Then it says you bring the Mincha and the Skeyem, fine. But then afterwards, wait a minute, there's something else. Then there's another thing. Two Seirim as a Chatas. There are nine Karbonais in the Musaf for Oilois, and then Ushnei Seirim Lechaper. And then it says, Ushnei Simidim Kehil Chosam. What does that mean? There's the Talmid Shel Shachar and the Talmid Shel Bein Harboim. May, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to the Musaf. The Musaf, how many Oilois are there in the Musaf?
Yeah. Why does it bring you have a question. Why does it bring the Tamidim in the Musaf?
I think, no, that's not a kasha. You do it all the time. You do it every time you already mentioned the Musaf, so you mentioned the Talmud Shel Shachar.
Okay,
so far it's standard. It's today. Today is Rosh Hashanah. There's a special carbon Musaf, which includes nine animals as an oilois, seven lambs, one ram, and one par, and two goats as a carbon chatos. Okay, no problem. And there's a Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Bein Harboim. Very run of the mill, no sweat. Wait, what else is Aleph Tishrei? What else is Aleph Tishrei?
Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, Rosh Chodesh. So you on Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So then it says Milvad.
There is no. We said that there's no Rosh Chodesh.
What are you talking about? Of course, it's a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. Oh, it's Aleph Tishrei.
Huh?
Who said it's not?
When you say Yalav Yavai.
Because the reason why you don't say Rosh Chodesh is because Rosh Hashanah is the mother of the Chodoshim. So
right. Why don't we bench Rosh Chodesh?
That's the Arev HaSatan. That's a different reason. You want to confuse the Satan.
Yeah, I'm saying no, you don't bench Rosh Chodesh because there is no Chodesh.
I'll prove to you there is a Rosh Chodesh because let me continue.
You say Hallel?
That's because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Suchim. You're saying good. You're saying some very good stuff. You say.
I'm a tzaddik gomer. So I should zikha say hallel. And if someone is, except for Russia, you don't say hallel.
Okay, you know, you're saying good ideas. I like you're saying tifa things. You're saying very deep things. But let me continue the da'at. Let me continue the nusachat tefillah. After in the musaf, we say there are nine animals for the oilois and two seem for the karban chatos and there are two tamidim. It says milvad. Don't forget, today is Rosh Chodesh. Oila sachodesh umin chosa. And here is what bothers me to no end. The oilas hatomid umin chosa. What? We already said the tomid. What's going on here?
They only brought one carbon.
What?
What did they bring a Rosh Chodesh? Just a Nola and that's it?
You know something? I don't even know. Let me go look in the Siddur. I'm embarrassed. We say this every single
time. Look at in the beginning of the Siddur by Karbonos. It has Eilis Rosh Chodesh.
Isn't it embarrassing? I must have said this only a thousand times.
In the beginning of the Siddur.
I'm going to look right now. One second. Only say this only a thousand times. How can we not know what the Karbonos for Rosh Chodesh is? Okay, here we are. Over Hashem Chatshechem, Takiv Oil Hashem Parim Bneish Bavokar Shenaim. Two Parim.
Right.
Ayelecha. That's three. Kvas Bneish Shana Shiva. Ten. Ten animals.
And what you just said for Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say that. It only says Bnei Ayelecha.
No, that's the Musaf for Rosh Hashanah. So there's nine.
Look for the Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh are ten. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, how many
Kabbalah? No, look what it says Rosh Hashanah, the part after Musaf.
It says by Rosh Hashanah you bring.
Rosh Chodesh, right? Look what it says, what you just read.
It just makes it very Makatsar. It doesn't want to bring out.
Do me a favor, read what you just said after you say.
Milvad, Oilas HaChodesh.
Oilas HaChodesh.
Umin Chosa. That's all it says.
Did it say Oilas HaChodesh?
Oilas.
Okay, but on the Rosh Chodesh, it was the Buddha Chatos.
That's right.
So to be din doesn't mean tamid, carbon tamid. It means the regular carbonis you brought on Rosh Chodesh.
So you want to say a chiddush? You just said something. You just said a chiddush that's noyde v'oyim, which I didn't think of, and it's an amazing that you just said. You just said something that is mind-boggling, mind-blowing. You know what
does
you
it
just
make
said?
Sense?
You're saying, you just said that when it says v'lasachosh u'minchos o'ilas, it means you want to say it means the chatas.
Right, or whatever they gave.
You want to say the oilas hatomid, you want to say means the carbon chatas.
Right.
Now, what?
Whatever else they had. They had a seven more or whatever.
No. Okay, now, let's first appreciate the question before we give your lomnisha answer, which is not so simple at all. But here it says, the Gemara says, Chazal said, the reason why we don't spell out the animals of Rosh Chodesh is because Rosh Chodesh takes a back seat on Rosh Hashanah. Like you just said it yourself. We don't do Birchas HaChodesh. We don't say, Yav Yavo. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah Be'etzem is so your question was, so don't bring any Korbanos in honor of Rosh Chodesh. That was your question. Do
right.
Zero. It's a very good question. If Taka Rosh Hashanah supersedes Rosh Chodesh, so we should not bring any Korbanos whatsoever. It could be there is a shita that says that, but that's not the halacha. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara discussed this in detail. Bezman she Beis Hamikdash Hayakayim on Rosh Hashanah, they did bring the 10 animals for Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So there were 9 animals that was part of the set for, well, it's really more, it's really 11 because it's 2 Seirim. It's 2 Seirim on Rosh Hashanah. It's 7.
Yeah, but for Rosh Chodesh, there's only 1 Seir, 7 Parais, and
7 Kvasim. It's the same exact number. It's 11. They're both 11. 12, 22. Same exact. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh, there are 7 sheep. There are 2 Eilim. There's
okay.
one Par, and there's 1 Seir. So it comes out to 10. It comes out to 11.
Yeah,
11, the same number. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Both the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh are exactly 11. 11. On Rosh Chodesh, it's 7 lambs, 2 Elim, and 1 Par. That's 9. What do I want to say?
That's 10.
That's 10. And then there's 1 Seir. A grand total of 11. On Rosh Hashanah, there's 1 par, 1 seir, and 7 lambs. And then that's 9. And then there are 2 seirim for the chatas.
Right.
So they're
right.
Both 11. So the Mefarshim say, we don't want to spell it out in the davening because take a back seat. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Today, don't go take the limelight for yourself. So we just say, Milavad, Oilas, HaChodesh u'minchasa. And minchasa includes both the meal offering and the libations, the nesachim. But the kasha is, why does it say in the nusach, the Talmud, Milvad, Oilas HaChodesh u'minchasa, the Oilas HaTalmud u'minchasa, these 3 words. When we just said before, that you're going to bring all the kabbalas ushnei semidim kehil chasam. So we read that. By the way, that's also very bizarre. Whenever we talk about the tamid, we don't say both semidim. We just say 1 tamid. So it's mentioning almost 3 tamidim. So you hear the question?
It's not 3. It's 4.
It's 4. So what's the repetition of the Talmud? What's going on over here?
Okay, so Talmud means different. What I say is Talmud doesn't mean Talmud. Talmud means the regular...
The Sawyer. So you want to say the Talmud here means the Sawyer. That's what you're trying to say. That
here,
Milavad Oilas. What is a Musaf? A Musaf is made up of Oilois and Chatois. The Oilois are... The oilois are like the 7 sheep, the par and the ayah. That's the oilus. Then there's always going to be at least one so'ir as a carbon chatos. So,
right.
So you're saying a very powerful idea, and you want to say that when it says here the word tamid a second time,
it means the chatos.
Right. That's an amazing idea. I didn't think of that. That's an amazing idea, mamash, an amazing idea. And why you want to go say it means the chatos? It's like almost like a vidui. On Rosh Hashanah, we're makir that an Adam is a chayte, not just stam a chayte. He's a tamid. You can count on him sinning every single day.
He's a mu'ed. Not a
tamid,
he's a
mu'ed. That's not a mu'ed. Adam mu'ed olam. I asked a few rabbanim this. They don't like. I got a very nasty answers to this. I asked them when it came out that corona was created in the laboratory. So basically, so until now, they were saying the corona is a natural phenomenon. The mitzvahs in the Welt. Animals have diseases, and it was just somehow it came to human beings. Then they just, no, it didn't happen like that. It happened in the laboratory. So what's the chilek? Is it Adam Hamazik or Shor Hamazik? Right?
Okay.
If Corona...
What's
the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, it says in the Gemara, Adam Muad Le'olam.
Right, so what's the difference? The Zorkim, for pain.
So what's the difference? The no, it's more. It means it's much more deadly. It's more. It's if it's Adam, a man, Adam Amazik is a danger to society. Nature, there's a time. It happens every three times. The fourth time, the Gemara says Adam, Luid Lo Olam Ben Or Ben Yashin Ben Be Oynis.
China has to be sanctioned.
Yeah, exactly. It's not only that. It's in every dimension. It means the precautions. You talk about. Okay, let's say you want to say a yuta. Shem b'sayim Hashem, right? Shem b'sayim Hashem. Yeah.
Oh, right. Not if someone does it.
If the disease is Adam Hamazik, then you better lock yourself in the basement. You better go do everything you can do because this is not just Stam Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Shomer Pesayim Hashem is on a din of Teva, not on a din of Adam Hamazik. You hear what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So they don't. I told this to a lot of people. They're Rabbanim. They don't like it. They don't like it. They say, get out of here.
What do you do? Is a guy Adam Amazik?
An Adam. Adam. Every man.
What are you going to do? You're going to give him, he's going to have to be an Ezek Tzahar, Ibu, Meshavis, and Boishas?
Forget about that. It's a koyach of Hezek. It's a koyach
right,
of Hezek.
He doesn't pay all these kenosis.
He does have to pay all the kenosis. We're not talking about money. There's no one. We don't. You're gonna get $1 out of China. Come on. We're talking about now that we know that it's Adam Hamazik that demands from us precautions.
To work harder at us.
Precautions to protect yourself.
Right.
You
right.
have to protect. Man has an obligation to protect himself from another man.
That's right.
Much
right.
more than you have an obligation right. to protect yourself from a natural disaster.
You're saying something very good. The fire is in Eretz Yisrael, right?
Yeah.
If it's Teva, you deal with it one way. But if someone went and made an arson...
Okay, that's punitive. That's punitive things. But I'm talking about protecting yourself.
No, I'm talking also protecting yourself.
Yeah.
If it's nature, you can do natural things, whatever you can do to protect yourself. But if someone is going to be a mazik and do it,
Adam uli olam ben ara ben yoshein ben 100%.
Yeah.
But people didn't like this. I tried. People didn't go for this. What could I do?
All right.
All right. I gotta go. Yashar koach. Thank you for coming, Mr. Ms. Glatter. Thank you for coming, Mr. Ms. Glatter. Have a wonderful night.
Good night, everybody.
Zygesund. Good night.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming. Have a good night. Thank you.
So tell us what you do.
I'm an immigration.
Immigration Service Officer at a service center, and I was a do my job.
Ending a war can be as dangerous as starting one. And as we end our longest war, a war that has already taken nearly 2,500 lives, 13 more service members were killed today in the deadliest attack on U.S. troops in 10 years. This is what American troops were doing before terrorists struck today. Feeding children, playing with kids, lending an arm to the elderly. The American military is the lives of Afghans. And God bless our U.S. troops. We'll be right back.
There's a certain kind of person